How can you get a home when the bank says no? This podcast is dedicated to the 1 in 10 homeowners denied each year by the banks. Welcome to the Pre-Approved Podcast. How does your program work? That is probably the most common question that we get here at Home Equity Partner when someone is generally interested in a lease-to-own home through our company. So in this episode, we're going to take a deep dive into exactly how it works. Here's the short story. You fill an application, you get your max pre-approval budget amount, you go shopping with a real estate agent, find your home that you want to put the offer on, you get final numbers, Home Equity Partner puts in the offer, buys the home, you move in, you sign the lease with the right to purchase, which means that no one else can buy the home from underneath you. Somebody can't force you to move, and you have the first right of refusal. And every single month that you then live in the home, you're building equity towards the home so that eventually you can sell it, you can refinance it, or you can just stay in the lease to own program. So let's break down each of those steps in a little bit more detail. The first step is the application. And I would submit that even before you would spend the $50 per person to complete the application, and none of this goes to us, it's all a third party, I would do a little bit more homework on us. Learn the frequently asked questions, learn kind of how the process works, listen to this podcast episode, Google us, figure out our reviews, do YouTube testimonials, and this is for us or any other company that you're choosing to go with. Just to make sure you're kind of understanding what you're doing, maybe schedule a phone call, send some emails, and understand what you're getting into. Use the calculator so you can estimate what your payment is, what price you're going to lock in. And only then, when you realize that, hey, this is the company that I want to do and what I want to go forward with, then you would fill out the application. So the application is going to be like a standard rental application with maybe a few additional things. So on a normal rental application, it's going to be your current address, what's your past landlord history been like, what's your work history, some bankruptcy questions, whether or not you've done evictions, all of that stuff. And if you're feeling a little bit gun-shy about whether or not you should fill out the application, here's a few things to consider. Have you appropriately estimated your monthly payment and down payment requirement? On our website, there's a payment calculator which estimates, hey, if you have a $200,000 house, you're putting 10% down. You can roughly expect to pay about $1,800 a month depending on property and taxes for a property. And so making sure that you understand, hey, I'm looking and I have the budget to pay $1,800 a month would be a good first step. Once you get to the actual application, you'll fill in your name, your last name, kind of date of birth, social security numbers, driver's license, upload a copy of that, give us your email. Fill out the past addresses so that we can verify some of your past rental history. You're going to upload documents, whether that's a W-2 pay stub, whether you're self-employed, whether you're doing Social Security, pension, any child support. You're going to upload those files to verify some of your income and then answer just some basic questions about, do you bring three times in the rent amount of the household each month? So if you are looking to spend $1,800 a month, that means your gross income before taxes needs to be at least $5,400 a month. And can you verify this income? Are you paid with cash? Have you ever been evicted? Have you ever broken a lease? Do you have any bankruptcies? All of these questions are kind of the standard screening criteria. Now, this shouldn't deter anyone from filling out an application. This is just so that we can get the facts. Our claim is that we approve 95% of all applicants that apply. And the reason for that is pretty straightforward. Based on your information, we will give you your max purchase price along with a down payment required. So let's say you look really good and you submit everything, and you get approved for a $300,000 house with 3.5% down. On the other hand, let's say you're missing some information, you don't have all of your income verification and some of your past rental history, or you got a bankruptcy, or you got really low credit. We're not going to tell you no. We're just going to say, hey, maybe instead of a $300,000 house with 3.5% down, this is more going to be closer to maybe you need a $150,000 house and you need 20% down. The average individual that comes to Home Equity Partner is probably about a $150,000 to $200,000 home and they have 10% down. But we go anywhere from 3.5% to 20% down. So whether or not you're going to get approved isn't really the question. It's going to be, are you going to get approved for the amount that you want to, and can you afford the monthly payments? So that's where using the calculator on our website is so helpful when considering filling out the application. So now you've filled out the application, now what? You've uploaded everything that you've needed to. You're going to be waiting for about a week or less to hear back from us. And while that's happening, our third-party service is verifying all the documents, maybe asking you some follow-up questions just to verify some of your application information. And within a week, you'll get an email from us either asking for a more clarification or saying, hey, you're approved for a budget of $200,000, $300,000, $100,000, whatever the number is, and a certain down payment. And that's kind of your basis for what you can start expecting moving forward. You're approved through Home Equity Partner. Now you can move on to the next step of, okay, I'm approved. Do I want to proceed with this route? If the answer is yes, we suggest you connect with a real estate agent, or we can make a recommendation for you and you start connecting them with us so that they can understand how the process works. And then you start looking at houses that meet your criteria. A couple of things that we can't do are like manufactured home, a few condos, but basically any single family home we can put an offer on, no matter like if it's rural, if it's in a city, as long as the house is in decent shape. Sometimes we can do fixer uppers, but a lot of times it'll require a little bit of a higher down payment. So you basically go shopping for your dream home. Once you found the one, you let us know, you say, hey, I want to make an offer on this home, 4761 Falcon Drive, whatever the property is. We will then use your real estate agent, put the offer on the home, and a couple things can happen. Number one, they can accept the offer and we proceed to the next steps. Or number two, they don't accept the offer, the house got another offer, and we go back to home shopping. This is pretty common in any industry, as you might not be the first one to the home. There might be multiple offers. And so as we make the offer on the home, we'll let you know if they accepted the home or not. If we move on to the fun part where, yes, the home has an offer on it that's been accepted, we move into the inspection phase of every agreement that we have. Well, this usually gives you a couple weeks to find, schedule, and pay for an inspection on the home, which is a requirement of our program to make sure that you understand what kind of home you're getting into. Does it have foundation issues? Does it have a roof? Does it have furnace leak? Does it have an HVAC? All of these things that as you're moving in, you're going to want to know, is this a home worth moving into? Because this is going to be your home. Just like if you were shopping with a bank and you wanted to know whether or not this home was a good long-term investment, you're able to do the appraisal. And from there, you actually have a few different options. Let's say that you get the appraisal back and there's some concerns. You have really three options. You can just proceed anyways and say, okay, I accept those concerns. I'll just kind of figure it out. Number two, you can walk away. Things are really bad. You can just like, I don't want anything to do with this house. Or three is negotiate. You ask on behalf of you, we're going to ask the sellers to fix a certain amount of things. Maybe you want them to get the furnace and the HVAC professionally serviced. Maybe you want them to fix some concrete. Maybe you want them to fix some electrical or safety issues. We go back and forth, and if we can reach an agreement or a reduction in sale price, we'll move forward and lift the inspection contingency for the home, and we move on to the next part. This last part is really getting ready to move. So we're going to work through some of the paperwork, get you ready to closing, get some earnest money, all of some of this fun stuff to make sure that you're proceeding forward and you're able to close on time. There's a couple things behind the scenes that we're doing, like ordering an appraisal, getting some lender information together, scheduling the closing date with the title company. But really, we have a hard set date now for the closing of the property. So you're going to want to get utilities, you know, considered transferring over. You're going to want to look at getting people to help you move, and really it's setting that date as your new close date. On the actual closing date, you'll get the keys from the realtor. You'll bring any additional down payment funds that you haven't sent forth already to closing. And as soon as you have closing, you can go start moving into your home. But that's not the end of it. Yes, you've gotten your dream home. Yes, we've hopefully been able to make the impossible possible by getting you into a home. But from there, you're going to continue to live in the home, build equity. And after 3 months, 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years, however long it takes you, you can do a few different things that some of our clients have done. You can simply sell the property. You exercise your right to sell the property, and any equity gain that you have, you can just take as a profit, and you can go buy another house with us, with a bank, whatever you so choose. You can stay in the lease agreement up to 5 years, and then we have extension agreements to continue staying in that property, continue earning equity, continue at that same purchase price. Or third, what we recommend is as soon as you're able, try to refinance with a bank loan to hopefully lower your monthly payment and lock in something like a 30-year fixed loan. So those are your three options that as you're moving, you're enjoying the benefits of home ownership, as you're looking to kind of restructure into a long-term security, but really it's up to you. You're in control. No one can force you to move. No one can sell the home from underneath you. You really are the one in control of the home. You're the one making improvements. You're the ones, you know, fixing different things. You're kind of assessing what your home is worth as you move on. And to us, the happy, successful families that we worked with got denied a bank loan initially. A lot of times they're self-employed. They're making good money. They maybe have some credit score issues, and they just think that they're never going to get into a home. We're trying to make that possible for anyone that's been denied a bank loan, that makes good money, has a reasonable down payment, and is set on getting a home. That is why we exist. We've helped, you know, several dozens of people get into homes. We're looking to do a lot more in the future, and this is something that we really believe in the path to home ownership. So if this is of interest to you and you want to continue moving forward, the first step would be to reach out to us, schedule a call, send us an email, or fill out the formal application to get started. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. You can always learn more by reaching out to us at homeequitypartner.com. Have a good day.